Ace of Hearts by Billy Mayo, played by Philip Dyson. It's 2 o'clock, and now here on BBC Radio 3, we continue our weekend of live broadcasts from the 2014 WOMAD Festival. Lopa Kotari and Mary-Anne Kennedy are bringing us more live sets and recorded highlights from the festival site at Charlton Park in Wiltshire. So let's go over live now to the BBC Radio 3 Charlie Gillett stage. We're ready and waiting to start the first of today's WOMAD visits is Mary-Anne Kennedy.
Where I am joined by our lovely audience here at the BBC Radio 3 Charlie Gillett stage. As ever, here to give a fantastic welcome to our artists, and I am especially excited by this first set that starts off the first of two instalments coming from WOMAD on BBC Radio 3 just now. I'm going to get a word with her in just a wee minute, but first of all, let's get the music going. Please give a huge welcome to Maz O'Connor.
Thank you.
What a beautiful start to the set there from Maz O'Connor, one of the rising stars of the English folk scene. Now, Maz, you're going to sing a song that it's not often I get to make requests, but this was one in particular, because for me, if this isn't picked out as Song of the Year, I'll eat everybody's hats here at WOMAD. Tell me where the perspective comes for this very special song, Derby Day, watching an important event in history, but from really quite an unusual angle.
It's from the point of view of a small boy in the crowd, because when I was writing this song, I didn't want to come down either side and have really make an overt comment about what was going on. I wanted to have a bit of distance and just...
And this event, just for folks that don't know the background to Derby Day.
Yeah, sorry, Derby Day is when the suffragette Emily Wilding Davison was killed by the King's Horse at the Epsom Derby in 1913. So I thought a small boy would just be able to describe the horror of what he saw, and then the song would allow people to make their own minds up.
And it is really quite an exquisite thing, and I'm so looking forward to being able to... I've listened to it on the album, really looking forward to hearing it live here on the Charlie Gillett stage. Welcome once again, Maz O'Connor.
Tucked my father's coat sleeve, I said I cannot see the track. So he picked me up and swung me round and hung me from his back. Settle down, son, settle down, they're starting any minute now. When you see them coming round the bend, you can wave and scream and shout. And there's always troublemakers here, but I'll keep you safe and sound. There's no harm can befall you here, 2 yards from off the ground. What a fine and sunny day it was, the best I'd ever seen. And what a view I had up there of beggars, kings and queens. And how I felt so tall and grand, and how I held on tight. Those horses thundering round the bend flashed purple, green and white. Or was it something new that grew and burst onto the track? I felt my father's shoulders flinch, he threw me from his back. Somebody cry, let me live or let me die. I thought I heard somebody say, I shall be free on Derby Day. I shall be free on Derby Day. They said that she was coming round, they said she'd be all right. Lord, won't you bless all those that had to look on such a sight? Lord, won't you bless my ears? Lord, won't you bless my eyes? Lord, won't you bless all those that had to look on such a sight? Dressed in white like a faded bride, 9 medals on her chest. Blazing there like battle wounds pinned onto her dress. I thought I heard somebody cry, let me live or let me die. I thought I heard somebody say, I shall be free on Derby Day. I shall be free on Derby Day.
Thank you. Can I introduce you to my band today? On bass and viola, we have Mr. Tom Fairburn. And on fiddle and banjo and vocals, this is Laura Karavik. So it's really brilliant to be here. I've heard so much about this festival, and it's my first time here. It's much better when there's people actually here listening, so thank you. So that first song was a version of the Grey Selkie of Saul Skerry, which is a child ballad and a legend about seals who become men and get women pregnant, as you do. And we're going to do a song called The Bold and Daunted Youth now. Which is a rewrite of a traditional song. It does have a chorus if you'd like to sing along. This is about as lively as I get. Bold and daunted youth, I'll look human when I choose. There is no greater gift than youth, and I don't intend to lose it. No, I don't intend to lose it. I had a girl in London town. She broke me in, then broke me down. Now I'm headed where I won't be found. And girl, don't follow me down. Girl, don't you follow me down. I didn't hear much singing. Are you too hot? I'm a bit too hot, to be honest. We're going to do a song now called Barcelona. I've only been to Barcelona once for a day, and I was about 10. But a friend of mine went to Barcelona and was stuck out late at night trying to find his way home, and there were no metros or buses, so he stopped to ask a man on the street, a cyclist on the street, how do I get back to my hostel? And the man obliged him, told him the way home, and then my friend drunkenly stole the bike and rode back to his hostel. So, shocking behaviour, I know. No one at WOMAD would behave like that. No one who reads The Guardian would do that sort of thing, surely. I was coming to write a song about finding my way home, and this story came back. So this is Barcelona. Gently, it rocks me to sleep, and the footprints of those who've walked this way before, they hold my feet steady when I can walk no more, and I hope that I'll find home someday, and I hope that I'll find time to stay. Remembering the time you told me of Barcelona, how you rode through the cold on a bicycle you stole from a man you did not know there. Well, I hope that he got home okay, and I hope that you'll find time to stay. Living on my back, I ain't got no hope. But I hope to find some comfort on the way, and I hope that you'll find time to stay and tell me. So, I spent last year as a creative fellow. Well, I had a creative fellowship with the English Folk Dance and Song Society. I thought I might get a whoop. No English Folk Dance and Song Society fans in them. I'm a massive fan of them. They gave me a fellowship last year, which I was worried I might have to destroy a ring at some point, but I haven't, and the world is still okay, so. But while I was there, I was working on new versions of traditional songs, and I'm playing a few of them for you today. This is one of them. It was collected by Cecil Sharp, who I believe you've already heard a little bit about. He collected it in the Appalachian Mountains. He went there to try and find English folk songs that had survived over there that hadn't survived over here, so he brought them back. And Wind tune? What key do we do this in? F sharp minor? G minor? We've forgotten which key we do this one in. Signing that. So you knew all along. Thanks for the help. So this is Birdsong in G minor. By night.
Oh, it's a shame to tear ourselves away from Maz O'Connor playing here on the BBC Radio 3 Charlie Gillett stage. But tear ourselves away we must, because there's so much great music to bring you today. This is World on 3 coming to you live from WOMAD 2014. Check our website for pictures and clips and interviews of the best of the best from the festival so far. Tell us what it's doing for you. Tweet us at WOMAD 2014. Now, in a moment, Nuru Khan, Senegalese music troubadour, is going to be joining me and Marianne here in our mobile studio. In fact, they're in the studio now, just trying to do a little bit of a sound check. But we give them a little bit of time to check their instruments. A short while ago, on the main open-air stage, Madagascar's Justin Vallee treated the festival goers to the rich sounds of the Spice Islands. Here he is with a song called La Dana.
Thank you.
Preview there from Justin Vallée, who's going to be on the programme this evening. More from that set tonight on World on 3, and it starts at 10 o'clock tonight. And Justin's going to be coming by also to talk to us later on. But now, here in the truck, we've got a very enjoyable squeeze happening here. There's Marianne Kennedy and I have been joined by Nourou Khan, Thierry and Mamadou. And they're going to kick it off with a song first called Gore. Is that right, Nourou?
Gore Island.
Gore Island.
Nous sommes la lente que les fantômes du passé ont. C'est ton visage rempli de tristesse que par compassion tous les souffres caressent. Passage face à l'infini, m'a paru le pavillon hors la loi, emportant toute ta fierté, toute ta joie, arraché de ton flanc maternel, plein d'amour maternel, avec une justice sans loi, envoyé vers les champs des cotons. Égoré, aujourd'hui, ton sol noirci par la peine. À jamais garder cette douleur qui t'enchaîne, comme te font ces larmes alentour de ton histoire prisonnière pour toujours. Pour l'obile bokonache, Yorubabi bokonache, Soninkebe bokonache. Vague nocturne, murmurer la souffrance d'une époque où les nous mourraient sans clair de lune. Gore, Gore Island, Gore Island, Gore Island, Gore, Gore, Gore Sénégal. Gore, Gore Island, Gore Island. Gore Island, Gore, 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 Sénégal.
Ha ha ha. Some great Senegalese blues there, Nuru. That was absolutely great.
Thank you so much.
Am I right in thinking that you used to be a break dancer? There's no room in the truck for you to illustrate this.
I would do like that. That's why I prepared. You can see the special shoes for the dancing. But next time, I will, yes, of course, break dance between 1986. We had a band called Les Enfants d'Afrique. So we were three, my best friend and another brother. We had, at the same time, we won 2 times the prize. Huh?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. For the best dance in the Medina, but which is, of course, a little town, but biggest because, voila. Yes, we are happy for that.
Nuru, you're part of the Baifal, is that right? The sort of Sufis of... Of Senegal.
Of Senegal.
Tell me a little bit about it. It's more than just music, isn't it? It's a spiritual, a religion, and also the fabulous clothes that you wear.
Thank you so much. It's a very interesting question. Baifal is Baifal because Bay is in the French, Bay is in the Wolof is Papa. Fal is the man who, the founder of the that religion, Baifal, called Ibrafal. So we Baifal, we use the name Bai because we respect him like a father, Father Fal. So he bring just 2 things, very easy to say but difficult to do, which is the giving. What human has sometimes very good problem, a big problem to do because giving is deep in your heart. So Baifal, our sheikh teach to us, there is something very important than any kind of things you can do even when you say, I'm religion, I have to go in the mosque, I have to go in the church, I have to go in the synagogue. But sometimes human has something to develop before even thinking to pray to get something. So we can say Baifal can be you, can be me, can be everybody who think human can see a human, say him master, because we are human, we are not perfect.
Yes.
So when you have someone who bring you, show you the right way, you are Baifal and you have your sheikh. The example I can do is say is like 2 animals, the animal in the jungle who eat attack and the animal who has the dressed to be polite to, you know, the human. Sometimes are animals, human can be dressed. The Baifal is someone who think he get the sorry, because when I talk about Baifal, I just
know. So
but I like, because yeah, I like the room.
It's about taking it out into the wide world. It's not just a building. It's not just something, a service that you do at certain times. It's your whole life.
Kind of that. And of course, Baifal is Muslim too. Baifal believe to God, believe to all the big prophet we know, Jesus, Abraham, and Muhammad for us. So Baifal is someone who respects human, think that tomorrow we can have a black and white religion. And then black and white is just what you just come to say about my dress. That is Baifal is taking every kind of tissue from London, from the festival, Womat, from where carry it to support the one people who is all the same.
And you put all this passion into your music, Nuru. Play us another song. What are you going to play for us, Nuru?
Now you say a song of Baifal, we're going to play Toub. Toub is the second words of the question you just come to say, is when people see people and say, excuse me, I know I was wrong. Because excuse me is something coming in your head. Some people are pretentious, they can't. So Toub is me, I say excuse me all the world. If I did something wrong to you one day, without knowing, sorry.
Right, William. So Thierry is now going to play the guitar. You're just going to sing, Nuru, and Mamadou on
calabash. Mamadou Sarr.
It's not always so easy to get things sorted out in the studio.
Toub for peace.
Sorry. na de mamãe, magal bijot na de gomai. Te fuma gersu nyunan, mai fala nongo jangi nelei, di nongo mshirafa. Abori jal yaramga mai sibi ki kumba fal yaramga abori jal nimbalo kyer mande bai val bai val bai val bai val bai val ginawa Siyari matin barkima, barkima, way nongal da, nongal da. Madal wo woyoy, 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 woyoy bul madur,
everywhere. Thank you.
Wonderful. Lulu Khan, a brief but soulful window into the world of Senegalese bluesman Nuru Khan. Nuru, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Mamadou, Thierry, it's been an absolute pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you to you.
Well, that kind of brings us close to our last little snippet of music this afternoon, Marianne.
Absolutely, Lopa, but we do get to have a second bite at the cherry tonight, back on air at 10 o'clock tonight, when we'll have Gordy McKeeman and his Rhythm Boys coming from the Maritimes of Canada. We have the wonderful Chidem Aslan, a great friend of the show, and all the way from Orkney, we're going to find out what makes those particular Northern Ireland islands distinctive in terms of how they know how to party.
And we've also got the Iranian sisters, the Massa and Marjan, who are coming in, and of course a bit more from Jusna Valley, as I said earlier on in the programme. But we're going to end this afternoon with some fantastic music that graced our stage first thing this morning. Real good old soul food from Cajun royalty. These were the Magnolia Sisters, and they absolutely gave the crowd a fabulous, fabulous start to their day.
get Anya to sing a little song. I think that's a song Roger likes a lot from the BBC, so we're going to sing this for him. Les Claude Coton. From a guy named Columbus Frugier. He says, I love my cousins, I love my relatives, but I like eating and cooking the best. But I went out and I ate too much. I ate too many pies, I drank too much wine. Saturday morning, I'm sick in every way, and my wife brings me a glass of lemonade. A little song called Point Clear.
Thank you.
Thank you. Alrighty, we have time for one more song. I just hate to leave you. I could think of no stage I'd rather play on than the wonderful BBC, who we kind of rever in the United States, as you can well imagine.
WOMAD Live 2014 was introduced by Lopa Kotari and Marianne Kennedy. As we heard, our next WOMAD visit is tonight at 10, when there'll be music from the Orkney band The Chair and the veteran Zimbabwean artist Oliver Mtukudzi. And if you'd like full information about Radio 3's WOMAD coverage, you can go to the Radio 3 website.
On Wednesday evening at the BBC Proms, the BBC Philharmonic perform Mahler's Fifth Symphony. The solemnity of its funeral march, the violence of its second movement, and the tenderness of the Adagietto make this one of the greatest orchestral showpieces. The programme will open with Sir Harrison Birtwistle's atmospheric Night's Blackbird, and the orchestra will also be joined by the pianist Alexandre Tarot for Ravel's Piano Concerto for the Left Hand. Join Petrop Trelawney live from the Royal Albert Hall Wednesday night at 7:30 here on BBC Radio 3 home of the BBC Proms.
Well, now it's time for this week's broadcast of Choral Evensong, which was recorded recently in Winchester Cathedral during the 2014 Southern Cathedrals Festival. The service is sung by members of the choirs of Winchester, Salisbury and Chichester Cathedrals. The canticles are Herbert Howell's setting in B minor, composed for the 1956 Church Music Jubilee Festival service in Westminster Abbey, and the anthem is Welcome, Sweet and Sacred Feast, words by the Welsh metaphysical poet Henry Vaughan, and set to music in 1953 by Gerald Finzi at the invitation of the BBC's Religion Department, and first broadcast by the BBC Singers, directed by George Thorburn Ball. The service opens now with an introit by the American composer Ned Roram. Sing, my soul, his wondrous love.
Welcome to Winchester Cathedral and to broadcast Choral Evensong. The cathedral's dedication to St. Swithin reminds us of Winchester's Anglo-Saxon story as the place where faith enabled the birth of our nation. Today, Winchester Cathedral is host to the Southern Cathedrals Festival. It is a festival which celebrates music at the service of liturgy and worship. Music has a potential beyond words to draw us into wonder, love, and praise. Evensong is sung by the gentlemen of the cathedral choirs of Salisbury, Winchester, and Chichester, and the girl choristers of Salisbury and Winchester. At this service, we make our own the words of the psalmist. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Let the whole earth stand in awe of him.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. The choir will now sing Psalms 114 and 115.